Line upon line, Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 through 27. Verse 26, And God said, Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Verse 27, So God created man in his own image, in the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. What does it mean to be created in God's image? The image of God. The recognition of a power higher than oneself does not in any sense debase. Rather, it exalts. If we will but realize that we have been created in the image of God, we will not find him difficult to approach. This knowledge, acquired through faith, will bring inner calm and profound peace. President Thomas S. Monson, The Lighthouse of the Lord, Ensign, November 1990, pages 95 through 96. Let us. This plural construction makes it sound like God is talking to someone else, because he is. Joseph Smith taught, in the beginning, the head of the gods called a council of the gods, and they came together and concocted, prepared a plan to create the world and people it. History of the Church, Volume 6, page 308. This council included the Lord Jesus Christ and others. See Moses chapter 2, verses 26 through 27, Abraham chapter 4, verses 26 through 27. After our likeness, God himself was once as we are now, and is an exalted man, and sits enthroned in yonder heavens. That is the great secret. If the veil were rent today, and if you were to see him today, you would see him like a man in form, like yourselves in all the person, image, and very form as a man. Teachings of Presidents of the Church, Joseph Smith, page 40. Man is a child of God, formed in the divine image and endowed with divine attributes, and even as the infant son of an earthly father and mother is capable in due time of becoming a man, so the undeveloped offspring of celestial parentage is capable by experience through ages and eons of evolving into a god. The First Presidency, The Origin of Man, Improvement Era, November 1909, page 81, and signed February 2002, page 30. Dominion. The earth and all things on it should be used responsibly to sustain the human family. However, all are stewards, not owners, over this earth and its bounty, and will be accountable before God for what they do with his creations. Environmental Stewardship and Conservation, MormonNewsroom.org. See also Doctrine and Covenants, section 104, verses 13 through 15. Male and female. All men and women are in the similitude of the universal father and mother and are literally the sons and daughters of deity. The First Presidency, The Origin of Man, Improvement Era, November 1909, page 78, and signed February 2002, page 29. Gender is an essential characteristic of individual, premortal, mortal, and eternal identity and purpose. The Family, A Proclamation to the World, Ensign, November 2010, page 129. Editor's Note. This page is not meant to be a comprehensive explanation of the selected seminary scripture mastery verses, only a starting point for your own study. End of the article, line upon line, Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 through 27. Read by David Shaw.